Middle East on the brink, North Korea on the brink, Iran increasing its aggression, elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, oh, everyone should get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still gonna be that far back behind me. It's about giving people the resources and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
End up at the same place? My friends, this is The Savage Nation with perhaps the most important show of my career. I'm going to give you 10 reasons to not vote for Joe Biden. Harris. Do you realize what she just said last night with her cartoon? She wants equal outcome. So who is going to be the individuals who fly our airplanes with an equal outcome with exams? She wants equal outcomes for all? Well, who will pilot our airplanes? Who will design our bridges, Kamala? Who will design our tunnels, Kamala? Those who you advance based on anything but their abilities, Kamala, based on their skin color, the opposite of Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of you, Kamala. He said, don't use skin color against people. You're saying use skin color against white people. Kamala, you know that without affirmative action, you wouldn't be where you are. You know that you're a product of affirmative action. You also know that affirmative action has already decimated the universities. You also know that equal outcome is a key tenet of communism, Kamala. 2 days before the election, Kamala Harris promotes communism. Now, if you're a white person who's fair-minded and you don't like Donald Trump and you want to bury your child's abilities to get ahead, go ahead and vote for Joe Biden. I'm going to be so clear and naked with you that you're going to say, how the hell is he getting away with saying it? Because the truth is its best defense. Years ago, I wrote a book called, a little pamphlet called The Death of the White Male. It was the case against affirmative action. It was published in 1991, The Death of the White Male. Now, why did I write this little book? Why? Because of my skin color, I was not hired by universities. I had a almost straight A graduate degree. Almost all my courses, I had A degrees in almost all of the classes I took for my PhD. But they wanted ethnic backgrounds posted, Kamala. So they listed them, and I thought I was looking at Nazi Germany. This is what they started to do in the universities. This is what you're facing if you're a white woman with a child that you worked so hard to bring through school to get a scholarship. Your daughter, perhaps, passed aside because she was born white. The opposite of Martin Luther King Jr. is Kamala Carl Harris. And so they list ethnicity, black American, person of African, Jamaican, Trinidadian, or West Indian descent. You have to check it off. Asian American, person of Japanese, Chinese, Korean, East Indian, or Pacific Island, other than Filipino descent. See, they rank them. Other non-white, notice that white is the cursed race. Non-white, persons not covered elsewhere. Spanish surnamed American, other than Mexican American. White American, that's a person of European, Middle Eastern, or North African descent. American Indian or Alaska Native, a person who maintains cultural identification through tribal association or community recognition. That would be Pocahontas, for example, who got found out for using affirmative action to advance herself with a fake identity as an American Indian. And then, of course, there's the Mexican-American category, the Filipino-American. And as you well know, the colleges say it is not enough to be non-discriminatory. Non-discriminatory? They then go on to say we must all exert a concentrated effort to overcome inequities in our system. This is affirmative action. Kamala Harris is expanding upon the naked communist ideology that was started a long time ago. I call it affirmative discrimination. It is not equality. And as I wrote many years ago in the 1990s, without quality, there can be no equality, Kamala. You're a prime example of what happens to the world when people are advanced based on something other than their qualifications. It is sickening to believe that any fair-minded American would vote for a racist team such as Biden and Harris. He is a phony moderate, by the way, as I have pointed out to you before. A phony moderate. A phony moderate. So many things about him prove him to be a phony moderate. I wrote about him in a chapter called The Phony Moderate, Chapter 9, in the Fight for America. But there are 10 reasons to not vote for Biden-Harris. All 10 of them could be Harris. But there are other reasons. And I'm going to read some of them to you and invite you to call on why we should not vote for Joe Biden today. On Friday, I did a show, 10 Reasons to Vote for Donald Trump. Today, we're going to do 10 Reasons to Not Vote for Harris. Because as I tweeted about 12 minutes ago, I was afraid to tweet it before, long before the show would have been stolen by those on the air and those about to go on the air. But 12 minutes ago, I tweeted the following. Harris is Biden her time. It's very clever, but it's also very true. And I, of course, was the first one to say this in the media. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Not that it matters anymore. But Harris is Biden her time. You know, I know, she knows, Joe knows. Joe Blow knows that everyone knows that this creature from the Marxist swamp is waiting in the wings to destroy the United States of America. Harris said she wants equal outcomes for all. She put out a cartoon over the weekend. She said equal outcomes for all. Now, how does that work? Well, I'll put it to you in a simplistic term that maybe even the dense liberals can understand. Let's say you're a stupid white woman who thinks that Donald Trump is a vile, horrible man and you want to vote for Biden Harris, or you already did. What you just did was you put a stake in your son or daughter's heart because they will be pushed aside based on their skin color or race, no matter what their grades will be. They will be pushed aside. It's happened to millions of people in this country. Ask cops, ask firemen, ask teachers what has happened to them in this country because of affirmative action. You know what an equal outcome for all is? I'll make it simple for you. Your son tries out for a football team in high school, and he's strong, and he's big, and he's a good player, right? And then a scrawny kid tries out for the football team, a scrawny little kid who can't really play the game. An equal outcome would be the scrawny kid gets the position and your son doesn't. Now, that goes for the same for the people of color. Your kid's a great ball player, but would you like somebody who's not as qualified as your kid to get that job on the football team? Does it come clear to you finally? what affirmative action actually is? Well, that's what's being applied in everywhere in America today, especially universities, police departments, fire departments, and even sadly, in our corporations. They must hire a certain number of people that they can check the box for. So if you were to say to me 10 reasons to not vote for Joe Biden, I'd say the number one reason is Kamala Harris. My open letter to you is be careful. If you elect these people, you're digging your children's graves. And that goes for people of color as well, because it means that everyone will assume that if you're a person of color, you got where you are because of your color, not because of what you achieved. So people, I'm asking you 10 reasons not to vote for Joe Biden. For me, it's Harris. But it's also about Joe Biden. We're also going to talk about COVID today. We're going to talk about how masks actually produce pneumonia, a very big story that's been buried by the Fauci crew. Fauci crew wants you to believe you should be masked up 24 hours a day. But there are good studies out there now showing that people are getting secondary illnesses from wearing masks all the time. I was watching a TV show last night on military history. I had to turn it off. It was about World War I. It's unbelievable to watch how these men suffered. German, French, British, Italian. The poor Africans conscripted into the British Army. I've never seen such suffering in my life as what occurred in World War I. The slaughter became so bad during World War I. 20,000 Germans killed one day, 30,000 British killed the next day. That the Pope said during the war, this is World War I, the Pope said this is the suicide of Europe, said the Pope during the great slaughters of World War I. The suicide of Europe, he said. It was basically white man killing white man. Well, I went on to say to you that the election of Biden-Harris will spell the suicide of Western civilization. And I asked you, the savage class, to list how it will be the suicide of Western civilization last night. And you answered me on Twitter. You sent emails to michaelsavage.com. It is an attack upon Western civilization. It is an attack upon excellence. So let's look at the ways that it will lead to the death of Western civilization. They will ramp up the defunding of the police across America. That's what Biden and Harris want to do. They said so. And so when you remove the sheepdogs, tell me who wins, because you're a sheep. See, we're the sheep. The police are the sheepdogs. You take away the sheepdogs and the wolves come to get you. The wolves of Portland are an example of what's coming to your neighborhood. What else will they do? Tell me what else they will do. Is it that hard for you to figure this out, what they will do if they win? Many things Biden Harris said that they will do, and many things you can figure out on your own. The military will be decimated again. The police will be defunded. There will be universal income for morons and lazy people and drug addicts. There will be a federal legalization of drugs. They will manipulate the courts so that criminals go free and cops go to jail. They will break up the United States of America. The church will lose its tax exemption if they oppose gay marriage. All of our traditions will be destroyed. I can list all of them for you, but all you got to do is watch Kamala Harris's little cartoon on equity versus equality. It is one of the most cynical cartoons I've ever seen produced by very foolish people who don't understand what they're saying or do understand what they're saying. What they are saying is that there's a big difference between equality and equity. In other words, if we all have an equal start, that's not good enough for Kamala Harris. She wants an equal outcome. So if a dummy competes with a genius, she wants the dummy to get the job over the genius. If there are 10 slots in an airline for pilots, she wants to make sure people who can't fly, fly the planes. She wants a firefighter who can't lift a hose to become the captain. Just look around San Francisco. It's got a fire department where the women that they put in there can't even lift a hose, most of them. We had a police chief in San Francisco 15 years ago who couldn't fire a gun. She never passed the pistol course. And she was the police chief. They made a police chief because she was a woman, an Asian, and about 4'9". She was a perfect candidate to be a police chief, right? No, wrong. Well, eventually she resigned with about $500,000 a year pension. All of them are such crooks. But nevertheless, this is what Kamala Harris wants for America. Equal outcome. So I'm going to ask you boys and girls of the Savage Nation or students of the Savage Graduate School of Theological Learning, why don't you call the show and in the next hour, tell the world 10 reasons not to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The phone number is 855-407-282. The website is michaelsavage.com, and I shall return.
Savage.
We have news of yet another cyber attack. This time the victim is Barnes & Noble. The breach potentially exposed customer data, including email addresses, billing and shipping addresses, telephone numbers, and transaction histories. The attack also impacted its Nook ebook services. Some customers have been unable to access their Nook libraries. Their previous purchases have disappeared, and others were unable to log in to the firm's online platform. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. You could miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com/savage. That's LifeLock.com/savage for 25% off. LifeLock.com/savage.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
There are many reasons not to vote for Biden-Harris. Look at the murders that are going on in Europe now by Muslims. There's breaking news of a mass shooting in the main Jewish community center and synagogue of Vienna, Austria, no doubt by a practitioner of the religion of pieces. Last week in France, teacher had his head cut off. Two women had their heads almost cut off by a Muslim who came in as an asylee. I'm going to ask you, you want more Islamics in America? Do you or don't you? Why? Tell me why you would want more Islamics in America. Tell me, give me one reason. Well, because it's diverse. To Biden and Harris, there's no such thing as a bad readjustment, let us say, of the demographics of America. In other words, less whites are better for them. Now you'd say, well, but Biden's a white man. Why would he do that? Biden is not an any kind of man. Biden is a factotum. Biden is a hologram in a basement. Biden is a complete fake. You know, with Trump, what you see is what you get. Warts and all. We've heard every possible thing and then some about Donald Trump, haven't we? For four straight years, the vermin in the media have made things up about him. And many people have the mistaken notion he's worse than Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, and Mao Zedong rolled into one. But Biden, you know nothing about him. You know nothing about his past. He has a history of lying about everything. Lied about the car accident that killed his wife and daughter. He said the truck driver was drunk. Turns out the truck driver that killed his wife and daughter was not drunk. Biden lied about his law school standing. He said he was top of the class, but he was number 76 out of 85. You didn't hear that from Jake Crapper, did you? Did you hear Jake Crapper tell you that about Biden? Did you hear that from Bill Motza on HBO? What did Bill Motza tell you that's true this week? The biggest phony in the media is Bill Motza on HBO. The man stands for nothing, doesn't stand left, doesn't stand right, but HBO is behind them. They stand behind. The only thing that stand, Bill Motza, the only thing keeping Bill Motza up is HBO. Did Bill Motza tell you about Biden lying? Did Bill Motza tell you about Ukraine-China money? Well, no, I don't think so. Did Bill Motza tell you Biden is a phony moderate who will drift further left into socialism? No. Did Bill Motza tell you that Biden is apparently demented? Did Bill Motza on HBO tell you that everyone knows that he won't last the 4 years, 3 years, 2 years? That he's us, he's simply a factotum that Harris is Biden her time? That's the Harris who wants equal outcomes for all. So if you fail an engineering admissions course, you'll be an engineer and build a bridge that doesn't connect to the other shore if you graduate from the Harris School of Engineering.
Savage.
Okay, you know I'm a car guy. You know I've had a Hellcat. And with the ever-increasing numbers of cars like Dodge, BMW, and Volkswagen, and models like the Hellcat, X3, and Jetta, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. We all know that. I'm a car guy, and I'm telling you, why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while a account demand orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com right in your home and in your pocket. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you could then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts in a chain store or a new car dealership when you could do it at home on your own computer? Now, you may not know this, but chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and reliably low they are. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Does not require this. You could just do it yourself. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Just go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet sets. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered right to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. But best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write SAVAGE in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. That's S-A-V-A-G-E. They have an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Don't stand online in an auto parts store and wait for the hostile clerk to get back to you. Go to rockauto.com.
All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. All the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com.
You can tell people who can vote what life is like for you now and what life can be like. For example, Joe and I are committed on day one to reinstating DACA protections for our Dreamers. We are committed to shutting down private detention centers and ending policies that have been about separating children from their parents at the border. And so letting people who can vote know how it would impact you is really important, because I think people need to understand there are real human beings behind these policies.
And of course, most of the policies were passed by Obama-Biden. The liar doesn't tell you that. It was Obama-Biden that created the so-called detention centers. It was Obama-Biden that created the so-called cages for the poor children. By the way, this thing about cages is such a lie. It's such one of the great, great commie lies of our time that it's not even worth talking about. But more fundamentally, the 10 reasons not to vote for Joe Biden. I could give you more of them, and I will, and I'll take all your calls, and other lines are jammed because everyone's nerves are exposed. This anxious nation is awaiting the election tomorrow. We're all exhausted from the constant crisis. We're all on edge because of the volatile political divisions. We're all anxious because of the lawlessness in the streets by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the violent terrorists in our own streets that the liberal mayors will do nothing about. And so tomorrow is a very big day for all of us. No matter who wins, there will be mayhem in this country. We will face the whirlwind. No matter who wins, there is going to be a whirlwind. Can you imagine if Trump pulls an upset? Can you imagine if he does it again and pulls the comeback kid pulls an upset? What's going to happen in this country? And what's going to happen when Black Lives Matter and the other thugs in the streets are unleashed by the money pouring into them from cowardly Fortune 500 companies and others who want this country to burn to the ground? Tell me what's going to happen, especially since the police cannot do what needs to be done to control them. Because let me tell you something. The police have the capacity to destroy them and stop them in their tracks. Probably in 24 hours, they could put them down like the rabid dogs that they are. They're going to loot in the name of peace. They're going to burn buildings in the name of peace. They're going to rob brassieres and television sets in the name of equality. And what did Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have to say about Black Lives Matter looting when she was asked? She said, well, it's a shame the police had to use such force on that poor man in whatever the city was at that time. Well, what would they do in the future? Call out the social workers? No, the police have always been our thin blue line. I've said it for 25 years, thin blue line. The only thing separating us from the mobs, the hordes of communists are the thin blue line. And yet, the media is so twisted because of people like Bill Mazza on HBO, Jay Crapper Jay Crapper is on what channel? Like CNN, Jay Crapper, CNN. That's not a dirty word, by the way. Crapper is the name of a man who invented the flush toilet in England. You've turned it into something to do with bodily function, but Crapper is actually a proud British name. The only reason I call Jake Tapper Jay Crapper is because it rhymes, no other reason. But Jay Crapper didn't tell you any of this. Did Jay Crapper tell you, for example, that Kamala Harris has made it clear that she favors a mandatory buyback of privately owned firearms? Privately owned firearms. She wants to force you to sell them to the government. Does that apply to the gangs in America, Kamala? Who are you going to send in there to get the guns out of the hands of the gangs? The ARs? Who's going to go in there, Kamala? Nobody. The police wouldn't go in there to get killed. They have to firebomb the gang's hideouts before going in there, and they're not going to do that. But Joe American will have to turn in his firearm to Kamala Harris and her Green Girl Scout friends. You'll have to turn them in like they did in Australia if she wins. Are you going to do it? Would you? I won't. I will not do it. I'll bury my guns in a backyard somewhere. No one will ever find them. I will not go into the ovens happily. Now, you say there are no ovens, you're getting paranoid. Well, it didn't start with ovens in Germany, but it ended with ovens until the whole nation became an oven because of the madness of the socialist Adolf Hitler. The National Socialist Adolf Hitler. National Socialist Adolf Hitler. The National Socialist Adolf Hitler. Hitler was a National Socialist. The National Socialist Adolf Hitler. How stupid people are to not know Hitler was a socialist. A National Socialist. A National Socialist. And one of the first things Hitler did upon receiving the power was seize the guns of the Germans. They had to turn in their guns. One country after the other, Pol Pot, communist, after he turned Cambodia into a communist nation, he seized the guns of all Cambodians. They had to bring them to a street corner, an intersection, and turn them in, throw them into a government truck. If they were found with a gun, terrible things happened to them after that. Of course, because they were degunned, or their guns were taken by the Kamala Harris's of their time, the killing fields followed. Because if you think they'll stop with taking your gun, you're crazy. First, they took away your heritage by declaring everybody white is no good. Remember Biden last February and January? Remember that soundbite? Jim, we got to find that. You remember the dummy was repeating white male this, white male that, toxic white male this, white supremacy. You remember dummy was repeating it? Remember dummy kept saying white's no good? until someone said shut up. You're alienating the very people you're going to try to fake out come the election. Now he's trying to fake out Joe Sixpack like he's his friend, that he went to a state college and he's just like them. He's not just like you. He's a front man for the most radical movement in the history of the United States of America. They have gotten so far, they're in reach of absolute power. Everything the Bernie Sanders communists have dreamed about for well over 70 years, they can almost smell victory. They can almost feel your gun in their hands. They can almost feel you suppressed and controlled. They can almost smell it. It's so close, they can almost smell it. And of course, most of you know this. Those of you who listen to my show know it. Those of you who listen to other shows like mine know this. But those of you who listen to Wolf Spritzer, Rachel Madcow, Bill Matza on HBO, or Jay Crapper on CNN, you don't know this. The listeners of Jay Crapper, Bill Matza, Rachel Madcow, Wolf Spritzer think that these people are God-given Democrats who will simply save America from the orange man, the evil fascist orange man. I sometimes see signs against Trump in the neighborhoods that I frequent, and I don't even understand what they're talking about. How are they suffering? How are the liberals suffering so badly under Trump? They never had it so good. Tell me how they're suffering. How are the liberals suffering? All these celebrities say they're going to leave America if he wins. Yeah, right. Sure, they're going to leave America. Liars. They're all liars, every last one of them. Robert De Niro, where has he been? I haven't heard from him for a while. And we can confirm that was not a rumor. There was just a shooting in the main synagogue in Vienna, Austria, by the practitioners of the religion of peace again. Again, Jews were the target. And of course, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden want more illegal aliens in America, including more Muslims from the Middle East. More. They can't get enough of them. Harris wants equal outcomes for all. That's what she said. She didn't want equality. She wants equal outcomes for all. So if your child goes to the Harris School of Engineering and gets straight D's, your child will be made, let's say, a bridge designer. The bridge will collapse. That I'm trying to make it as simple as I can because that's what an equal outcome means. Who will design our bridges and tunnels if they go to the Harris School of Engineering? They'll start drilling a tunnel on one side of the river and it won't meet the other side of the river. It'll come out 100 feet or 200 feet somewhere else because they got there through affirmative action, which has already decimated the universities and police departments and fire departments. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but they've already decimated the schools of advanced learning, the naked communists. But it's not enough for them because there's still, unfortunately, too many decent and intelligent people of the wrong color in too many positions of success. And of course, they stole it from someone else to these communists. I would like to write an open letter to President Trump, but this show is an open microphone to President Trump. Because it really isn't about President Trump. Not at all. Now COVID. COVID. There's an excellent cartoon by Steve Hunter that I found on Twitter that I put up on michaelsavage.com. You can't miss it. Good evening. My name is Rod Serling. I imagine, if you will, a strange, bizarre world where a virus appears that is so deadly and contagious you have to be tested to even know you had it. A pandemic is declared while hospitals sit empty. People who are perfectly healthy are considered to be infected. Everybody wears strange masks and stand 2 meters apart. Coughing and sneezing in public are now considered a crime. And the media thinks that old people dying is somehow unprecedented. It is then that you realize you have entered the COVID zone. Brilliant cartoonist, Steve Hunter, congratulations. I wonder if it would have been this hysterical if a Democrat had been in office. Because remember what happened when when Biden and Obama were in office. Swine flu, remember that? Do you remember how swine flu was handled when Joe Biden was VP? 60 million people contracted H1N1, and by luck it turned out to be not as deadly as COVID-19. 60 million people contracted it. No masks, no lockdowns, none. So everything is at stake. We're very anxious, all of us, because we know nothing will be the same after this election. Some of you have been listening to the show religiously for years, some since 1994. Some haven't heard me in a long time and are listening today because of the day before the election. You want to see what I have to say. I heard about him. I want to hear about him. What's he got to say? And some of you have never heard me before. Some of you will never hear me again. And after the end of December, you will never hear me again on radio. I am leaving the airwaves after 26 great years. Radio has been great to me and my family. And I am moving into the talkies from the silent movies. I'm going into the talkie business, which is podcasts. Podcasts used to be the bastard child of radio. It's the reverse now. Podcasts are where the younger people go to listen to their shows because they can listen whenever they want, wherever they want, however they want, turn it on, turn it off. And that's what they're doing. And that's where I'm going. It'll be my last curtain call will be podcasting. Many people are saying, Michael, I'm so sorry you're not going to be leaving the radio. I want to hear you on the radio. I want to turn on the radio. I want to hear you on the radio. Well, I don't control the radio business. It's being controlled right now by the same people who want to give you Biden and Harris. There's just no place for this kind of truth. Meanwhile, there's a developing shooting story in a Vienna synagogue. Seven dead. That's seven reported dead. Of course, they don't know who did it yet. No one knows. No one knows who did it. Nobody knows who attacked the Jews in Austria. Must have been those right-wingers, huh? Oh, yeah. Ask Biden-Harris who did it. She'll say the militias from Utah did it. No, it wouldn't be the militias from Utah who blew up the Jewish synagogue just now in Vienna. Blood pours in the streets of Vienna tonight. Ongoing attack in a Jewish area of the city, not by right-wingers, no. By the practitioners of the religion of pieces, brought in by the Biden-Harrises of Austria. Brought in by all of the liberal goons of Europe who said that they needed diversity. There were too many whites in Europe. Look what happened to France because of the large-scale migration of such individuals into their nation. They've almost lost their nation. It's unlikely they'll hold on to their nation for another 20 years because of the immigration and because of the birth rates. So let's go back again to the callers. I haven't taken one yet. Give me 10 reasons to not vote for Biden. Mark, let's make it quick, please. You're calling from New York. What's on your mind, Mark? Go ahead, please.
Michael, the fact that you have to work so hard to try to convince people of the obvious, that the right people are not around. We're dying. In other words, the generation, mine, yours, since World War II, the children, they're gone. The new ones have been educated with little cell phones and media that's biased. They're here. The barbarians broke down the gate. He's trying to build it back up.
Well, who the barbarians like Wolf Spritzer, Rachel Mancow, Bill Motza, and Jay Crapper, you mean, as the propagandists for the barbarians?
Like you said, Michael, when you had a liberal heart.
How does a guy like Bill Motza get away with what he gets away with on HBO every night, making believe he stands for something when he stands for nothing? How does Bill Motza get away with it?
It's money. It's HBO money. He feeds out what HBO listeners want to hear. Everybody wants to hear.
Everybody in Hollywood knows Bill Motza has certain proclivities, and no one reports on it. How come that Veritas never followed Bill Motza around the streets of Hollywood?
Michael, these people, if the fact that they have the power to get you to do what you have to do now, get off with a mind.
Stay on the line. I got to take a break or I'm going to get killed here right now by the ads. I got to take a break.
Savage.
10 reasons to not vote for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are what we are discussing today. Meanwhile, there's a terror attack against the Jewish synagogue in Vienna, and they have not called out social workers as Biden Harris would do. They called out men with machine guns to track down the practitioners of the religion of pieces.
The Westwood One Podcast Network. Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book. See the movie.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Just Friday, you had the gall. Think of this now. The President of the United States of America was responsible for so many deaths. He had the gall to suggest that American doctors, the people who have been on the front lines of this crisis for 9 months, along with nurses and so many others, many of whom have died, to suggest that doctors are falsely inflating deaths due to COVID because they want to make more money. I'm serious, man.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up, you senile old gas bag. Get him off my show. It's sadly true. Unfortunately, it's true, but commerce dictates the motivations of most of us, including doctors. They're no different than you and I. And they've hijacked the disease for their own benefit. I researched this when I wrote Our Fight for America. It's a whole chapter on it. It's a public health disaster. And the virus profiteers are making billions of dollars off it. And those would be the billing companies, the hospitals. If your grandfather passes away at 97, from what used to be called old age, meaning, let's say, pneumonia. And at the same time, he did have, or he didn't even have to have COVID diagnosed. They will say it's a COVID death because there's more money for them, for the hospital, if it's a COVID death. I don't know if you know that. But it's a fact of reality. So Biden is lying again on two fronts. First of all, he's saying that Trump is responsible for so many deaths. I'd like anyone listening to this show, I don't care, even if you're voting for the communists, can you explain to me how Trump is responsible for these deaths? I still don't understand your argument. It makes no sense. It's a false argument. And I will remind you that in February, when Donald Trump was closing down travelers from China, I distinctly remember that because he called me on my personal iPhone and we were talking about a number of things, my health, this and that. And he said, Michael, by the way, I'm closing off all travel to China because of COVID. The very same time period, Nancy Pelosi, we have a videotape, everyone remembers it. Nancy Pelosi came out of her Pacific Heights mansion at the behest of the people of Chinatown, the business owners, and she was walking the streets of Chinatown, Grant Avenue, with one of the leaders of Chinatown saying it's perfectly safe to eat dim sum, go to Chinatown. So if you want to say blame for deaths, you could say the Democrats were the ones. They called Trump a racist when he closed down travelers from China. It's so weird that Governor Meatball of New York, what a meatball this guy is. Governor Meatball had the nerve to lie and say that COVID came from Europe. Everyone knows it didn't. Why would Governor Meatball say that COVID came from Europe? This is the same Governor Meatball of New York. What a meatball he is. You know that meatball never held a job in his life? You know the meatball who runs New York State never worked in his life? He was only a campaign manager for his father, the Governor Cuomo. He campaign manager, and then he became governor himself, part of the same dynasty. I thought we didn't believe in dynasties. So the King Cuomo's son, Prince Cuomo, becomes King Cuomo of New York, and he cracks down on the poor people of New York, and he does something that's unprecedented. You need a passport now to fly into New York. You cannot visit the state unless you have a passport that says you don't have COVID. Can you tell me how that's going to be enforced? Well, I'm sure Kamala Harris will figure out how to do it. Maybe a tattoo on the forehead. Maybe a tattoo on the wrist. Biden and Harris can figure that out. They will tattoo your wrist if you have a COVID passport. Would that work with a number on it to show it's certified by a certain doctor that works for Dr. Freaky? Meanwhile, at the same time, it's terrible to tell you again, we're all freaked out over the election, everybody left, right, and center. At the same time this is going on, the Muslims are attacking and killing in Europe again. Shooting at Vienna Synagogue in Austria this time, detonated an explosive belt, 7 dead, including a policeman. The Viennese did not call out social workers as Harris and Biden would do. They didn't ask for a dialogue with the Muslims with the machine guns and the suicide belts. The Austrians went after them with machine guns and chased them down the alleyways of Vienna with machine guns, not with social workers with a copy of Sigmund Freud's book in his hand. But I want to ask you, since the topic for us is not Austria, the topic is who's going to win the election. Who? Is it going to be Biden, Harris, as I said to you in the last hour, and as I tweeted about an hour ago, which is, I think, a clever little use, play on words, right? The fact of the matter is, as I wrote, Harris is Biden her time. B-I-D-E-N, get it? Biden her time, ha-ha. Harris is Biden their time. Everyone sees this. And Harris, you say, well, what's wrong with Harris? She's just a nice lady of color. Well, I don't really care about the color of her skin or her ethnic background at all, but she's a naked communist. Harris wants equal outcomes for all. She did a cartoon over the weekend demanding that we have equal outcomes for all. So I ask you, who will pilot our planes? Who will design our bridges and tunnels? Will it be those advanced through the universities based on their skin color, based on anything but their abilities? My friends, that's affirmative action, which has already decimated the universities, already decimated the universities. It's naked communism. That is what they stand for. So if you want to condemn your children to a life of insanity, vote for them. I have been facing the affirmative action scythe for a long time. Thank God I overcame it, because I have an immigrant's guts. Another man would have cracked from what they put me through. But after many, many years of struggling to earn my higher degrees to become a simple college professor, they said to me, white males need not apply. White males need not apply. White males go away and die. And so instead they advanced people with lesser degrees. This is going on to you if you're a policeman, fireman, teacher. Doesn't matter. You know what's going on. Everyone knows it. And so they designed charts that would have been very comfortably posted in the Third Reich on your ethnic background. Black American, Asian American, other non-whites, Spanish, white American, American Indian, Filipino American, Mexican American, to make sure that whites didn't advance. There are not enough whites advanced that way. Well, this violates all the civil rights acts that are on the laws right now. But most of you are older probably who listen to this show and you don't care about things like this. You don't care about your grandchildren. But maybe you care about guns. Maybe you care about things like guns. Now, why do you care about your gun? What do you need your gun for? Just because Hitler rounded up all the guns before he created the death camps? Just because Pol Pot rounded up all the guns before he put people into work camps and then death camps? Why should you worry about your gun, you stupid right-winger, you? You don't need that gun. Ask Joe Biden. They have a plan for you. The Great Reset is underway under Joe Biden. It's a global plan called the Great Reset. It's a global reset. And the architect of the global reset is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and entire populations. And they're using anything they can for the Great Reset. That would include Kamala Harris's universal income, canceling individual debt for poor people, using COVID-19, COVID-21, vaccinations promoted by Bill Gates in cahoots with the main pharmaceutical groups, the Great Reset, the new digital world. You will have a health passport and a digital ID with contact tracing of the population of the entire world. And those of you who do not accept these measures, you'll be confined in government-controlled detention camps or placed under house arrest like you're a criminal, and your assets will be seized from you by the Kamala Harris administration. Are you aware that the Great Reset will be activated if Harris and Biden win? It will begin in the first trimester of 2021 if Harris and Biden are put in place by the media and by, of course, the anti-forces, the forces against God, the forces of evil that are so powerful and so organized. They oppose the children of light. And the children of light, like you, are disoriented and disorganized. You've been abandoned by your spiritual leaders. There are none. Daily, you go into an empty room on the COVID. You don't understand why there's no leadership. You don't understand why your churches have become hollow drums. You don't understand why your pastors don't speak out against these injustices. Every day you sense the attacks multiplying on those who want to destroy your basis of our society, which is the natural family. The natural family, man and woman. The natural family, man and woman. When is the last time that Bill Mazza or anyone on HBO, when is the last time Bill Mazza did not mock the natural family? When did anyone on HBO not mock the natural family? When did anyone on HBO or Bill Mazza show any respect for human life, love of America, freedom of education and business? We see all the heads of our major corporations. We see religious leaders pandering to the suicide of Western culture. And I must say, it's Christian soul. And the fundamental rights of Christian citizens and Jewish citizens, for that matter, any believer in God, are denied in the name of a health emergency the right to worship. Synagogues are still closed down when there's no need for that. Liberal rabbis have closed synagogues when they certainly could social distance. They have pandered to the suicide of the West. They have given in to the instruments of this faceless tyranny. And the spokesman, the propagandist for this faceless destruction of our way of life, who are behind the Kamala Harris, Joseph Biden ticket, most prominently would be Wolf Spritzer, Rachel Madcow, Bill Mazza, and Jay Crapper.
Savage.
So Europe opened its doors out of compassion after the horrible, horrible years of World War II and Hitler and the Holocaust. Europe was guilty. And they bent over backwards to be as liberal as any nations on earth. And then in the more recent past, Europe welcomed in refugees from Syria, Muslims from North Africa, Muslims from Europe, the Middle East, because they were compassionate. And they said, they're just like us. We need diversity. And of course, the New World Order wanted such diversity. They wanted the old world to disappear. They wanted the churches to be silenced and turned into abortion centers. And they thought that anyone from a Muslim background would be a welcome addition to the nation. Ask the English how that worked out. Ask the French how that worked out. And now ask the Austrians how that worked out. Which leads us to the election tomorrow. Which president stands for borders, language, and culture? Which president has had the balls, to use plain English, to stand up and say no more? Only one. Which team wants more immigration? Which team wants less immigration? Which team wants those who are not citizens not to vote in the country? Which team wants those who are here illegally to vote in the country? How in the hell can you vote for a lawless team like Biden and Harris? How can you do this? How can you do this to your children? Did you hear about Harris's video over the weekend where she wants equal an outcome, equal outcomes now for all? So if your son or daughter, after working hard in grade school, junior high school, middle school rather, and then high school, gets into a great college and goes to an engineering school and gets out with straight A's, and then there's an individual who gets in with a B-minus average or a C-plus, who do you think is going to get that job in an engineering firm if that person with the C-plus or the B-minus looks the right way? And it's the reverse of everything Martin Luther King Jr. stood for. He said, judge us not by the color of our skin, but by the quality of our character. He has Kamala Harris, who says, forget the character, judge us only by the color of our skin. And you want to vote for this monster? How do you get to this place? Well, you don't understand that she's a monster. A naked communist. Her ideology is naked communism. Is it because you have been brainwashed by that shyster on HBO, Bill Mazza, who stands for nothing? How could a talentless guy like Bill Mazza be on HBO for 20 straight years, who stands for nothing? One day he's on the left, the next day he's on the right. Then he's in the middle, and he stands for nothing, Bill Mazza. but he's got the powers of the degenerates to run HBO behind him. So because Bill Motza mocks Donald Trump, you think Donald Trump is the bad orange man and that Kamala Harris is the good woman of color? Or is it because of the hypocrites, Wolf Spritzer and Jay Crapper on CNN? Or is it the Pat type person on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow? I call her Pat because she reminds me of a character in the movies years ago named Pat. You know, Pat, Rachel Maddow, allegedly the brightest woman in the history of the world, Rachel Maddow, because she hates Donald Trump. So my open letter to you, the American people, is quite simple. You want to vote for fairness and equality? Vote for Trump. You want to vote for the death of the white race? Vote for Biden-Harris. Did I say that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess I did say it. Because I am so opposed to the social engineering of affirmative action. I know what they did to people. I know what they're doing to people. I know great men have come out of the military, war heroes who can't get jobs in fire departments or police departments. Instead, they're hiring people who don't look like them to become policemen and firemen. Women who can't lift a hose that's full of water. Look at the San Francisco Fire Department. You got women who cannot lift a hose that's pumping water. And when they can't lift a hose, they make them a captain or a chief of a region. That's San Francisco's fire department. God forbid we ever have another fire here. Police, once the best police force in the country, polluted by affirmative action, destroyed by affirmative action, decimated by affirmative action, where white men, good white men, were pushed aside to make sure that they didn't rise in the ranks. They couldn't become captain because they weren't the right color. That's what Harris means by equal outcomes for all. Is that what you want in America? I don't. I don't want it at all. The phony moderate, Kamala Harris. 10 reasons to not vote for Biden-Harris. It's mainly because Harris is Biden her time.
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Equality versus equity. That's what Harris wants. She wants an equal outcome for all children. So if you kill yourself raising your daughter to excel, and then there's a child who's lazy and a bum, but not like doesn't look like your daughter, but would look very good on an admissions folder, and your daughter is pushed aside, who are you going to blame, me or your liberal tendencies? Many of you would rather sacrifice your own children for your ideology. I know that. I remember the Amy Beale story. You probably don't remember her, but it's a long story that I'll tell in a short way as we close the show today on the phony moderate Joe Biden. The phony moderate Joe Biden is anything but a moderate. He's the most extremist, corrupt man in the history of American politics. And there are many reasons to not vote for Biden Harris. The number one reason is San Francisco values. Do you want San Francisco values promulgated throughout America in every town and village in this country? Do you want bums defecating in mailboxes? Do you want police pushed back into the precincts where they can't even patrol the streets for fear they'll be sued by the ACLU? That is what San Francisco values stand for under Nancy Pelosi. Not a good situation. Not at all. Marie in the Bay Area, you'll have the last word. A minute or less. Fire away. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much for your passion today. As always, beautiful first hour especially. I wonder if you'd give us some help with the California propositions and how to vote. I just didn't.
Well, I can't do it now, not with the presidential election. I'm against Proposition M, for example. I'll tell you that right now. I see these signs, vote yes on M. That's just more tax money for the unions, the teacher unions. And all of these liberals want it. They want more money for more pensions and more unions. But that's only one of many. There are many, many others that I don't want to drag a national audience into. Marie, I will do this another day. I can't do it today. I'm sorry, but I thank you for calling, and I'm sending you a free copy, a beautiful, beautiful hardcover copy of Our Fight for America, of yours truly, Michael Savage, in front of Air Force One, because the war is just going to begin after the election. You know, like I said, Our Fight for America, the war continues. This war has not yet begun. And once this war starts, if Donald Trump should pull off another victory, if he pulls off another upset victory, another juggernaut that came out of nowhere because the American people actually are behind him, you know and I know that the Soros-inspired mobs, protected by the vermin in the ACLU, will go wild in the streets
And then what will the police do? Normally, the police would control them. Police have the capacity to control these vermin. They have the power to beat them down and arrest them. But they have been neutralized by Biden and Harris and the great, great forces of evil on the left. And you think you're immune from it? I hope to God you're right. I hope to God you're right, because this election will not be over on Tuesday. That's when our fight for America will just begin. Thank you for listening.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.